News release. MPP Matthew Ray. Perth Wellington. Today, Matthew Ray, MPP for Perth Wellington, announced $943,123.32 in provincial funding to assist dozens of agri-food businesses and farm families enhance their biosecurity capabilities. This funding is part of the governments of Canada and Ontario's Biosecurity Enhancement Initiative. Farmers and farm families work hard to put food on our tables, MPP Ray said. Our government understands that by supporting them through initiatives like this, that they can focus on providing quality, nutritious food that Ontarians need. The Biosecurity Enhancement Initiative aims to help agri-food businesses and contributors enhance their biosecurity capabilities, allowing them to focus on providing safe and nutritious food to Ontarians. Successful recipients are receiving between $2,700 and $50,000 for projects including the establishment of a tracking system, build an isolation facility, and installation of disinfecting units. Our government is committed to working with our agriculture and food sector to ensure it has what it needs to maintain, strengthen and grow the supply of safe, quality foods for consumers both at home and abroad, said Rob Flack, Ontario Minister of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness. Through initiatives such as this, we are boosting the resilience of Ontario's food supply chain and maintaining its place as a trusted source of agri-food products. The Biosecurity Enhancement Initiative, BEI, will support 365 projects across the province through an investment of up to $7.5 million. Funding will help farmers, food processors, and other essential farm-supporting agribusinesses protect their operations against disease, enhance operational resilience and improve public trust in our food supply system. The sustainable cap is a five-year, $3.5 billion investment by federal, provincial and territorial governments to strengthen competitiveness, innovation, and resiliency of Canada's agriculture, agri-food and agri-based product sector. This includes $1 billion in federal programs and activities and a $2.5 billion commitment that is cost-shared 60% federally and 40% provincially, territorially for programs that are designed and delivered by provinces and territories.